WOOC correspondent Aaron Pedinotti recently sat down with Colony librarian Joe Nash to talk about the Town of Colony's cable channel. This is part one of their conversation.
I'm Aaron Pednotti, and today I'm interviewing Joe Nash, a librarian at the Colony Public Library, about Colony TV. Joe, thanks for sitting down for this interview. It's good to have you here.
All right, thanks for having me.
So to start out, can you give us some basic information about Colony Cable TV? What is it, and what kind of programming does
yes,
it produce?
Yes, it's a government access channel, as opposed to more people might be familiar with public access. We're a government access channel. It started in 2006. The town started the station, the town of Colony. And the library is, we're a department of the town. So the studio and the equipment and all the people that do the shows work in the library.
Okay. And in terms of coverage, does it have a specifically local focus, or is the focus of the coverage anything goes?
I would say it's anything goes. Most of the guests obviously are local. But, you know, if we have a local author, or if we have someone speaking on a topic, that could go anywhere really. So. Mm-hmm. But all our guests are, you know, in our area, more or less.
And what sort of content does the programming focus on?
Well, let's see. We have the library once a month has a noon book review and a local author talk. So we film those. Sometimes we film, like, myself and another librarian had a show called So Many Books, So Little Time. We would talk about new books. We have, we have guests like, once a year, the executive director of the Albany Pine Bush comes in and tells us about events going on. The Albany Institute usually comes once a year and tells us about events going on there. The Tenbrook Mansion, the Adirondack Folk School, once a year, the director of the Troy Turkey Trot comes over and they talk about the race. So it's basically, I would say, informational, maybe more the way I would put it.
Okay. Any really controversial political shows or anything like that?
No.
No? Okay. So can you tell us a bit about the history?
Well, I would say yes. I mean, we don't have anything controversial, but, for example, the town supervisor, Paul Mahan, has a show every once in a while. The head of the senior department has a show, and they just talk about events and things that are going on, you know, like in the town. Albany County, Mary Rozak from Albany County has a show once a month about Albany County, you know, their services or whatever they're up to, maybe just events going on, you know.
Okay, so they're not shows that necessarily court controversy, but they might occasionally broach on controversial topics?
Maybe.
Okay.
So, I would say it's mainly informational kind of things.
Okay. Can you tell us about the history of Colony Cable TV? How long has it been around? How did it get started? And what sort of changes has it gone through over time?
Okay, well, it started in 2006, and I guess you could say we're partners with at the time was Time Warner. Now it's Time Warner Verizon, but I guess there's Spectrum now. I'm not.
Yeah, that's the preferred nomenclature from what I understand.
So we've been around since 2006, and we get all our funding. They give us a certain amount every. I'm not exactly sure that we get X amount every year from Time Warner, now Spectrum, and then that's the money we use, because most of the people that do shows and that are involved in shows work full-time at the library, so it's not really a full-time kind of thing, so we just do shows sort of when we can, more or less.
I see. And can you tell us about some of the challenges and rewards of being involved in local TV?
Well, one thing is, when I was telling you before, myself and another librarian had a show called So Many Books, So Little Time. She has since retired, so we don't do that anymore, but talking about new books, because we were both big readers, that was always kind of fun. Some of the times, like every year, I talk to the director of the Troy Turkey Trot race. That's always fun. I'm from Troy. So I would say when I do my shows, like interviewing the people from Odie Institute or the Tenbrook Mansion, et cetera, it's just kind of fun, really. I don't really know what else to say about it.
Okay, so the challenges aren't really.
We don't really have the only challenges we have sometimes are when we're filming something, a program to try to fit it into a certain time slot, which mm-hmm. I'm sure you can understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's editing challenges on occasion.
It seems like with the title of that show, So Many Books, So Little Time, you're helping the general populace to deal with a challenge, which is how do you figure out what you want to read when you have so little time to read?
Yeah, and then we sort of, every once in a while, we'll have, if someone's doing a program, for example, we have a guy who does programs on different Broadway composers, like he did one on Gershwin, and he did one on the whole idea of South Pacific. So we film that, you know, we film things, events like that. And other than that, yeah, I'm trying to think who else. Oh, the, I think the Albany area Story Circle, they have a show once a month where they talk about events in this Story Circle world, and they usually have guest tellers who tell a story. So they're on once a month. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the last question. Can you tell us about the future of Colony TV? Any changes in the future coming down the pike?
The only change that I'm aware of, since we've been doing the same thing, we've been doing it the same way since 2006, I think we do have a new digital camera. We've been using the same equipment since 2006. So we do have one new camera, and I think the town just started filming their town board meetings is the biggest, okay. Is the latest news.
So that will be for the local populace who's interested in it, being able to keep up on local board discussions?
Yeah. I would say, in case people don't know, the town is only on within the town boundaries on your cable station and on channel 1303 or on Verizon Fios, channel 29. However, all the shows are available for anyone to watch anywhere on the library's webpage. If you go to the library's webpage under search, you know, it says Colony Town Library. There's a drop-down box. If you click on Colony TV, there's over 600 and something shows that you can watch anywhere.
Okay. So that's quite an archive there.
Yeah. And I would say, in case this would be of interest, the show that's the number one watched show every year, because we keep stats of who watch, you know, how many times someone watches something. About 10 years ago, we had on a Channel 23, one of the reporters wrote a book about the Porco trial. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
So, and he wrote a book about it, and he came and spoke, and we filmed it. And for some reason, maybe people searched that out, but that show is has been watched the most by far of any of our shows.
Well, it was such a story.
And he actually covered the trial, and he was there every day, and he interviewed everyone. So it's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But if you go to the library's webpage and scroll through all the 600 shows, it's sort of back near the beginning of our days.
Well, Joe, thanks again for this interview. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
All right, thanks for having me.
That was Colony librarian Joe Nash talking about Colony TV.